Class 5, Subject, English Language, Topic, Gender, Chapter 7. Welcome, children, to yet another class of your English language. The topic for today is gender. Now, what is a gender? Gender is a category of noun. There are four genders in English. They are masculine gender, feminine gender, common gender, and neuter gender. First of all, let us learn about the masculine gender. Kindly turn to page 31. The nouns of all male persons or animals come under this gender. For example, king, prince, gander, fox, boy, father, etc. Feminine gender. The names of all female persons or animals come under this gender. For example, queen, princess, goose, vixen, girl, mother, etc. Common gender. There are certain names that can be used for both male and female nouns. Such nouns come under common gender. For example, parent, teacher, cousin, neighbor. Neuter gender. Non-living things can't be distinguished as either male or female. The names of such things come under neuter gender. For example, book, pencil, table, stone, etc. Now, there are many ways of forming feminine names from masculine names. Firstly, by using an entirely different word. For example, buck, husband, sir, they are all masculine gender. Now, they change to entirely a different word while forming feminine gender. Like buck changes to doe, husband to wife, sir to madam. Number two, by adding ess to the masculine gender, for example, baron. When changing it to feminine, we add ess to it, so it changes to baroness. Count, by adding ess, changes countess, it changes to feminine gender. Giant, by adding ess, changes to giantess. Number three, by dropping the ER or OR and adding RESS, for example, tiger, remove ER and add RESS, so it changes to tigress. Emperor, remove ER, OR and add RESS, so empress. Hunter, remove ER and add RESS, so huntress. Number four, by changing the spelling before adding ess. For example, duke, the full changes, spelling changes, D-U-C-H-E-S-S. So duke changes to duchess. Master changes to mistress, M-I-S-T-R-E-S-S.